Now entering the truth zone, deep into the vortex of the information revolution, with your host, Michael B.
I am your host, Michael B., and this is The Truth Zone, deep within the vortex of the information revolution. And it's funny that we have to use that word revolution today, isn't it? Well, let's get right to it. It's what everybody's talking about on this partly cloudy Monday morning, August 14th, 2017. Coming to you live from North Dallas, Texas. Now, in the title of my show is basically the Virginia riots, is this idol worship over the removal of statues? Now, first, I want to say this. Once again, divisive government has started another act of national domestic violence. Again. They just couldn't leave the statues alone. Just couldn't leave them there. I mean, who sits under them and has a picnic lunch under Robert E. Lee? Really? Nobody. I mean, does anybody... I want to know if anybody actually walks around town that has a statue like that and actually stop and gaze at it and reflect on what took place 150 years ago. How many out of 1,000? One, maybe? Or do people just walk by as if nothing's going on, their faces embedded in their iPhone, embedded in their tablet, talking on their smartphone or what have you, and just moving on with their lives, not even paying attention to these statues. And then here comes people like George Soros and all the other puppet masters. And here comes Hollywood. I mean, here we go again. I was at the movies just the other day. And here comes another civil rights movie. Now we're going to see the life and times of Thurgood Marshall. And we're going to see the white-only water fountains. And we're going to see the N-word that gets you arrested for saying. Here we go again. Stirring and stirring and stirring. Now my wife, who I'm glad left the house, is a new age... I don't know what else to say. A new age... pagan or something. And I say to her, well, it's happened. Remember when I said about bringing back the Hitler archetypes and the KKK, and then here she goes with the ego. You have to prove yourself to be right, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Ridiculous. It's not about that. It's about cause and effect. And my wife is saying, well, taking down the statues and fighting over it is healing old wounds. No, it isn't. It's the opposite. It's picking at a freaking scab over and over and over again and not allowing the freaking wound in question to heal and go away. Okay, this is not about metaphysical healing. You know how you heal? You shut the F up about what happened 150 years ago. You stop stirring the pot. You stop making movies. You stop making documentaries. You stop having people on television pushing racism. You stop the crap on Facebook from posting about 19th century slavery in America while ignoring 21st century slavery, by the way, in Asia, Arabia, and Africa. Madness. This is just fueling madness. And on the other side of it, now I get it. I'm going to play a clip. I get it. The true intention of those protests were to be peaceful. And I get it. The government did it again. As you'll hear in the clip. First of all, not only is the government responsible for poking the stick and pulling off the scab by complying to Black Lives Matter and to the libtards and all these other subversive groups, Antifa, and all of them, by taking down the statues, that was strike one. Strike two, which, you know, you could say, what came first, the chicken or the egg, because people have been needing permits to assemble way before this mess happened. So it's up to you as what's one and two. In this case, it's number two, because a permit was given to the original group to march and then taken away. Well, see, there's your problem. The First Amendment is my freaking permit. It's the same thing with the Second Amendment. I don't need a state permit to what the Founding Fathers granted to me over 200 years ago. The Constitution is the piece of paper. And that's where it should stop. You don't need a permit to assemble. And if assembly gets violent, you take care of it. But again, it's the state will approve and the state will disapprove. They're the God, they're the almighty ruler, and they'll pick winners and losers. Where the hell was Barack Obama and his Department of Justice during Black Lives Matter? Well, he was toasting marshmallows. He was all in. He has been a dividing individual since Trayvon Martin, and only an ignorant, lying individual can deny such a thing. Barack Obama is the progenitor to all of this, because I don't care about George Soros. I don't care about the globalists. I care about the guy in the Oval Office seat. I care about the CEO. And he doesn't have to be a bitch to the puppet masters. He doesn't have to be. He can grow some balls. I understand you might get a two-angled headshot from a grassy knoll. I get it. But hey, you took the seat, live in the seat, and die in the seat, if so. This is a lack of spiritual and moral and testicular fortitude. It's lacking integrity. You heard the Baltimore mayor. You know, if you need to riot, we'll give you the space. Take out some stores, beat up a bunch of white people if you need to do that. And then you don't expect any blowback. You don't expect, and I don't care if Hillary Clinton won, we'd be having this probably ramped up even more and even quicker, because she was all set for this. No, a level head has to prevail. the President of the United States has to write, and I know it violates states' rights, I get it, but this is out of control. He's got executive order. There's no more removal of statues. Get over it. They're sitting there. Nobody gives a damn. Nobody prays to them. Nobody has a lunch under them. I doubt schools give tours anymore. This is Robert E. Lee. This is Stonewall Jackson. This is General Sherman. I doubt it. But then, government has to cave to the left wing, and we have to rewrite history. And all, I love this, all in the name of unity. Yeah, right. We have to pull these statues down. And now they pay, what? Now they pay attention. Now the people get pissed off because now they see this as an encroachment on their history and on their and on their lives. Well, yes and no. History, my friends, is taught, should be taught in schools and at home. And I say that because they're statues. They're symbols. They're symbols that most people don't even pay attention to. But when that hornet's nest is poked, you gotta expect the hornets to come out and protect their hive. If one's identity was never threatened, the person being threatened would never take action. Do you check to make sure that your identity, your credit cards, and your credit report is up to date every single day? No. You go about your business. But when somebody makes an action against you and a red flag goes up, could be a text, could be a call from your MasterCard. Hey, you know, looks like there's a $3,000 transaction taking place. Is this you? No, it isn't. The fraud department goes to work. They might get investigators. The perpetrator might get caught. He might get arrested and jailed. Cause and effect. Action, reaction. This is not about healing and moving on. It's about resurrecting an old hurt, keeping it fresh for the agenda to perpetrate madness, weaken the states, and rolling in the feds. That's what this is. And Donald Trump is right. Domestic violence, and when I say domestic violence, people usually say, you know, in the house. No, in the country. Domestic violence has been going on for years. Yeah, it has escalated. Excuse me. Escalated under Barack Obama. That was done on purpose. And Obama went along with the plan. And I said over a year ago to my wife that by digging up the Adolf Hitler archetype, by resurrecting this white supremacist stuff, by calling on the KKK, by poking on them, by poking on the neo-Nazis, you were going to call them into action. Now, I am not saying that this was a KKK rally. What I am saying is, now you keep calling white supremacists, white supremacists, white supremacists. You're going to wake them up. And I did see some of the symbolism there on the videos. White nationalists, nationalists this. Now, I know nationalist has been given a bad name by both sides. They've used that as a skewed identity. Why the hell can't we just be Americans that love this country? Why can't we just respect the United States Constitution, the Founding Fathers' principles, and act accordingly? Why can't we be done with African American, white nationalist, Hispanic, all fake names, by the way. All fake. All done to pit us against each other, and it's working. Because even I have become more angry. Even I have become more divisive, but I'm working on that. I'm reversing on that because I became aware of it months ago, and I'm working on it. We are Americans that love the country. And I'm going to play a clip now because, you know, I wasn't there. So I don't have all the facts, obviously. And relying on mainstream media, which, time permitting, I'm going to play some of that. And this gentleman adds that Fox News has joined the circuit. Well, again, props to Alex Jones of Infowars.com because he called it first. He called it when all that sexual harassment stuff and the Megyn Kelly business started, what, over a year ago? He called it that Fox News was going to join the roles of CNN and ABC, MSNBC, all of those people. He called it. Well, I left Fox News over a year ago. Matter of fact, even longer than that. But I would tune in here and there. And I watched Fox a lot during the debates and the campaign. Once Trump won, I haven't watched it. I mean, maybe a tick here and there. Hannity and Tucker Carlson are the only two left, really, on the main Fox primetime network. And then you have Lou Dobbs on Fox Business. Who knows how long those three will last? I say they ought to get the hell out of there and do their own thing. Maybe team up with Alex Jones. Maybe team up with Michael Savage if they would be so inclined. Get the hell out of there. But I call the riots over the statues, which maybe the riots weren't even over the statues. Maybe they were promulgated by something else. Because again, the gentleman I'm going to play said the intent was a peaceful protest. And I understand that you want to stand up for it. I get it. But on the other side of it, you know, are we worshiping idols? Folks, it's just stone and concrete. It's all it is. You know, we're supposed to keep God and Jesus in our hearts. Now, I wear a cross around my neck. and I wear it visibly, virtually, 24/7. And it's on my body. And I don't wear it as a crutch or a feeling that there's special powers in this. It is a hunk of cheap silver metal, I admit it. It costs like $30. And fake rhinestones. I wear it because it's shiny and it's easily visible. Now, I wear this as a visual reminder to me to put myself in check, and I fail. I mean, I lose my temper. My wife is right. I have a mean mouth, and I got to really work on it. I can get very mean. And the Bible is right. I could quote scripture after scripture after scripture, but if I've got hate and anger in my heart, I'm meaningless, and I get it. At least I recognize it. And I also wear this as a reminder to the people, hey, even if it's subliminal, even if it's, hey, there's a Christian, and when I act accordingly in public, and I get more smiles when people see this, because it does denote a level of trust. But there are no special powers. And, you know, these statues, it's a quandary. I get it. These statues are not on private property. They're not on your front lawn. But I get it. If we allow them to take statues off of public property, when do they then march on private property? I do get that. So it is a quandary. I just think it's tremendously sad that we get so angry over monuments and statues. And folks, this isn't the first time. When the government allegedly, and it was a fake shutdown, but I believe it was under Obama. It definitely was, because the workers got double pay. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to go into the details, but they profited. Federal employees profited from that alleged shutdown. Well, I don't want to go off on that rant. But anyway, certain government agencies were shut down. Yeah, the least important ones, folks. That's why when they say the government's going to shut down, oh my God, it's a scam. But that's another show. But everybody went into a frenzy because monument parks, and I think the Vietnam War Memorial and things of that nature were closed because the federal government didn't have the budget to have those places guarded. And people lost their minds. People went absolutely bananas. And I'm going to say it, and some of you may not like it, but to worship their idols. To go to those monuments, look for their family's names, and cry over it. You can as easily sit in your bedroom or your den and meditate on the people that you love and pray for their souls without kneeling or standing before a statue or a monument. This is why God put that. You can't miss it. You just can't miss. The Bible is never wrong. That's why God put in there, thou shalt not worship pieces of stone and wood. This is the reason. And we're fighting over these things, why aren't we getting upset that the federal government is illegally, you bet I'm saying it, illegally taking our income at 20, 25, 30, and whatever other percent. That's financing all of this stuff. Why aren't we protesting the income tax? Removing a statue will not stop your child from going to college. But oppressive taxation and you having no freaking money in the savings account, that's gonna impact your life. Why aren't you protesting that? Protest the freaking income tax that was illegally ratified. Ratified not by all the states, ratified over the holiday season. Half of Congress and the Senate wasn't even in session. They snuck it in. The president signed it. States signed off on it. Several violated their constitutions by doing so. But nobody's bitching about that. Things that really matter. Things that matter, like your financial situation, your home life in your old age. Not having the money to afford the best care. Not leaving something for your children so they have a better shot than you. No, you're going bananas over statues. I'm stunned. And then my wife tries to make me stumble and say, well, you know, if it was something that was important to you, you'd be in an uproar. And I said, oh, are you referring to the Ten Commandments? Well, I stumbled her. And she goes, yeah, that's right, that's right. I said, well, that's what you know. That's what you know. I said, because we don't live by doing 1, 2, 3. Oh, 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 look, I didn't violate number 6 today. I'm good. Look. I took care of number 7. We don't do that anymore. The Ten Commandments, and this could be a whole other show. The Ten Commandments haven't been eliminated. They just haven't been itemized anymore. They've been absorbed through the cross, through Jesus. And when you love one another as you love, as he loved his apostles, and really how he loved the world during his time on earth, you automatically fulfill those 10. You keep them in your heart. You don't keep them on a wall or on a building. Christians don't live by condemnation. We don't live by itemization, and we're not getting it. We're not getting it. If parents, and I didn't have the knowledge, so I didn't do it. I'm guilty with mine. Mine are grown now. I didn't do it. Plus, I didn't have a wife who was cooperative. If parents would just live by 1 Corinthians chapter 7, talks about how to be a spouse to each other. If parents would then just take the time to teach their children the Bible, to teach their children the Constitution, and please, please find a small and local church. I am so blessed to be at a church called Pathway in Texas. I cannot tell you how that church of 70, 80 people have helped me grow spiritually, helped me grow as a person, and the support system that I get from these people. The Apostle Paul was right again. You need the congregation. You need to be part of the body. If parents would just do those things on the spiritual level, then on the secular level, teach your children the truth about American history. Teach them the truth about Islam. Educate them on the George Soroses, the Alice Rice, what's the freaking name, the head of that created abortion. Look at this, now I've drawn a blank. But you know who what I mean. You know who I mean. Teach them on Woodrow Wilson and what he did. Harry Truman, Prescott Bush, the Rothschilds. Teach them these people in-house. And you know what? You won't be concerned if there's a Ten Commandments up on City Hall. You won't be concerned if a statue was taken down just to incite anger. And that's what this is, folks. It's to incite our anger. You won't be concerned about such things, because the truth will be etched in your children's minds and hearts, and you win. And then all they have to do is replicate to their children what you put into them. And now we're talking healing. You would hope one day that Hollywood would be infiltrated by enough people to stop these 1960-esque movies from ever being made again. Excuse me. And I just can't help noticing the timing. I can't help it. We have the Charlottesville protests in the beginnings, and then the coming attractions to Thurgood Marshall. I just cannot help but see the timing. The only way, ladies and gentlemen, to put an end to this is to teach our children the truth ourselves. Government is lost. It's lost. And if we continue to allow ourselves to be manipulated by the government in terms of creating division, we're never going to get out of this. Excuse me. We should be taking to the streets in peaceful protests against the federal income tax and against Islam as being a valid institution in our country. And we need to do this together. That's the only way. That's the only way. Fighting over statues will not. It's going to get us martial law, folks. It's going to get us martial law. And once the federal government rolls in the tanks and takes over state and local law enforcement, we're never going to get it back. You will then have 1984 totally fulfilled. And folks, you don't want it. So I think we should now go to that clip and play a clip from not a politician, not a political pundit on TV, but one of us. And when I say one of us, I'm saying an American. And a guy that I think was there, but certainly knew the inner workings of organizing the march. So, if he wasn't an eyewitness there, which he could have been, he was close enough to tell, not being paid, not being paid to give us an opinion, not being paid to lead us in a direction so that we draw conclusions based on manipulation, but a guy sharing what happened and just sharing it, I think, from his heart and mind and what he saw. So let's go right to that clip.
Hello, I'm Douglas Ducote, the founder and CEO of Veterans United for Justice. I'm also a retired U.S. Army soldier and a former law enforcement officer. I'd like to take a moment to address the issues that took place yesterday and over the past 48 hours in Charlottesville, Virginia. Before I do that, I'd like to say to the families of the young lady who lost her life yesterday, I hope that the entire justice system does its job and puts away the young man who recklessly and what appears to be on purpose rammed into the crowd of protesters and took her life. I'm sorry that this happened to your loved one, and I hope and pray that justice prevails. We also lost two state troopers from Virginia yesterday in a helicopter crash. To their families, I also would like to say my condolences. There's a lot of news that is being spun in the wrong direction right now as to what took place there yesterday. Sadly, the fake news media, which was, in my opinion, just CNN and MSNBC, has now gathered a new one, and that's Fox News. Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC are spinning this in the wrong direction. I was a witness to the events that were taking place via my living room, watching it on the cameras from the news media. But I have friends that were there on the ground. And for those that have any doubt or any question as to what I'm going to say about this, I invite you to go to my personal Facebook page and see the videos that I've posted, the first four videos of what was taking place that the news media isn't showing you. And I've got them open to the public so anybody can go there and see them. basically what we have is a group of mostly white males that were going to have a protest against the removal of a Confederate general, which was Robert E. Lee. It was going to be a peaceful protest, and they got a permit in order to do this protest. The permit was taken away the day of. The ACLU got involved, and a federal judge ruled that they have to be given a permit. Regardless, the mayor, I assume it's the mayor of Charlottesville, ordered the law enforcement officers, Charlottesville PD, to remove this group from doing their protest anywhere near the monument. Now, whether or not that was the actual location that was authorized for the protest, I don't know. But that's irrelevant as to what took place next. At the same time, you had groups of what I will say is anti-American, far-left liberals, members of the Black Lives Matter movement, members of gay rights movement, that were building in numbers. And the law enforcement there funneled the group that was there to protest into that crowd. They had no other way to get away. Forced them into the crowd of the people that were counter-protesting. At the same time, you had a group of patriots that were there. Most of these were military veterans. And their whole purpose was to try and keep peace on both sides and allow the freedom of speech. That's all they wanted. Let this side be heard. So, as they were all funneled out of the area and into this crowd, the first strikes were done by that crowd. They started throwing rocks, bricks, bottles of urine, bags of feces, anything they could throw in the direction of the patriots that were trying to get out of the area safely, along with the protesters that originally went there. The patriots and the protesters that originally went there maintained their composure and did not strike back until some of their members were being physically injured. Some of these counter-protesters had baseball bats with nails sticking out of them and were hurling them and striking at the people trying to get away. Sadly, this took place right in front of many law enforcement officers, and they did not step in and do anything. I believe there was a total that I've heard so far of about 6 arrests. There could have easily been 600 arrests for the way that freedom of speech was shut down. And over the next couple of hours, as these patriot veterans tried to get out of the area and basically separated themselves from the original group that was protesting, they continued to be attacked and assaulted. Now, most of them had AR-15s. They were open carrying, which is legal. They had handguns open carry, which is legal. And at no
See, folks, we're going to get some we're going to get some bad stuff. Because if those AR-15s were used and whether it was justifiably in self-defense or whether somebody went nuts is immaterial. I'm going to be waiting for the call once again to crack down and violate the Second Amendment and attempt to take away our guns. I'm waiting for that moment now. But if we teach our children the truth, if the knowledge of America on the secular level and then God and Christ on the spiritual level, if that's engraved in their heads and hearts, they don't need to see it with their eyes. Does that make sense? And government needs to stop instigating these events. I'm blaming the government. First, for requiring permits to assemble, which is our constitutional right to do so. That is our permit. And then to caving to these George Soros leftist groups to stir the pot. I'm blaming the government. And Donald Trump won't need to roll in tanks. National emergencies won't need to be declared. He just needs to executive order no more statue removals. Go about your freaking lives. Get a life. Get a freaking life. Don't worry about Robert E. Lee. Don't worry about that. And I'm not saying the people that are protesting the statues. I'm saying those that are instigating. I'm talking to the catalyst. The ones that started. Don't worry about if you see a Robert E. Lee statue. Don't worry about if you see the Ten Commandments. Don't worry about if you see the Lady Justice with the scales. Get a life. Get right with God. Get right with Jesus. If you don't have one, and if you're a man, find a loving wife. If you're a woman, find a loving husband. Go to a nice local church that teaches the Bible and doesn't teach religious establishment. Have children. Bring them to church. Teach them. Teach them the Bible and the Constitution and all the other papers written by the Founding Fathers. Teach them true Americana principles. And yeah, teach them some of the bad stuff. The New World Order characters that I mentioned earlier and more. Margaret Sanger, that's the one that headed up Planned Parenthood. I knew it would come to me. Teach them that. Teach them that God knew you as you were being formed in the womb and that life is sacred from sperm hitting egg, fertilization, all the way to the last breath. Teach them that. Teach them that we're being manipulated teach them that we're not white American, Italian American, African American, Hispanic, Mexican American. Forget all of that garbage, huh? Forget it. Teach them we're brothers and sisters in Christ. And you know what? To the non-believers that won't conform, they're just not in your inner circle then. The idolaters, the fornicators, the extortionists, ones that try to pull you away from the cross. Leave them be. Minister to them. You have to work with them. You have to be in the world, but not of the world, right? Yes, of course. Follow that path. By the second or third generation, folks, we could be almost done. We'll never, ever be done until we get direct intervention. But we can knock out a lot of this BS by the second or the third generation down. Probably by the third. We can knock a lot of this down just by doing those things. And I say this. Those elected officials that are stirring the pot, that are pulling down these statues and are instigating these movements, which by every which way, who starts it, doesn't matter. It was already started. We need to show those government officials they're going to have short freaking careers. We're going to go to the ballot box and they're gone. Gone. And we're going to remember their names should they try to show up someplace else. We're going to be the NSA of the government, and we'll remember their names. So, when a mayor who let this happen tries to go for governor or state senator or U.S. senator or a cabinet post, we're going to be on their ass and say, no thanks. And if it gets into a presidential candidate, we'll remind the president of the future, this guy or this girl, lady, did this. We don't want him. We need to keep a list of these people that are acting as catalysts for events like this and give them short careers. John McCain should have been gone a long time ago. So, I want to continue with the clip.
Time did they ever engage these counter-protesters with their weapons? But they legally could have done that by just watching the video of what took place and more than likely got away with it. Why? Because they were defending themselves. But that didn't happen. In no time did they fire a single shot. The news media shows you the violence taking place. They don't step in and tell you that the people doing the violence are part of a fascist far-left movement and liberals that hate our president and hate our military and hate our veterans. They don't tell you that. What they do tell you is you're watching video of white nationalists neo-Nazis, KKK, skinheads, and how horrible this was and what they did to the town and the people. And that is so far from the truth that it's pathetic. Because that is not what happened. Were there a few members of the KKK and neo-Nazis mixed in the crowd? Yeah, there was. And the Patriots tried to root them out. And there's video of that too. Telling them, get out of here. Get out of our group. We do not need that around us. News media doesn't show you that. You can see the video. It's on my Facebook page. Of them trying to get rid of those people. The news media tries to tie David Duke, ex-Louisiana congressman and former imperial wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, is kind of being the leader of this protest. Can't be further from the truth. Nobody asked David Duke to show up there. Nobody wanted David Duke to show up there. And as far as Patriots are concerned, David Duke is a piece of washed up, no good, pathetic, batshit crazy piece of crap. But yet, the news media continues to link him with the groups that were there to protest yesterday. Folks, you can go see these videos and you can watch as the Patriots tried to get away from this mayhem. The members of Black Lives Matter and the alt-left, far-left, liberals, whatever you want to call them, doing everything in their power to stir a pot, to stir a hornet's nest, to bring more violence. And the more the Patriots tried to ignore them and walk away, the more angry they got and the more violent they got. All of which had law enforcement around. And they weren't doing anything. Now, I'm a former law enforcement officer. I can only assume that the mayor ordered them to stand down. And if that's the case, that son of a bitch needs to go away. He needs to resign. People were injured and injured very, very badly because of the way this was handled. And it's a crying ass shame that the news media is spinning it to make it look like those that went there for a peaceful protest are a bunch of white nationalist, skinhead KKK members, and that they went in there and started fighting and attacking innocent counter-protesters. My friends, that is not the truth. It is so far from the truth. That's not what happened. Again, video doesn't lie. I've got it available for you to see right there on my website. I'm sorry, on my Facebook page. Watch the way they were treated as they tried to get out of there. And watch what law enforcement did. Again, I support 1,000% my brothers and sisters in blue. I still do. But I believe an order came down to make them stand down and not get involved.
That's not the first time. As I said at the top of the show, we had a mayor of Baltimore tell her police to stand down. And people that felt compelled to be violent, people compelled to be violent. A lot of people don't need much of an excuse. But then, when you're given verbal permission, by the top politician of that city, that's going to work out well. That's going to work out really freaking well. Mm-hmm. We've seen the police told to stand down before. We've seen it. This is an orchestration to bring in martial law. If politicians haven't called on it yet, I will be shocked when this thing blows over, and it will. It'll probably show up somewhere else. But I will be shocked that before Charlottesville, Virginia is taken off the main headlines, at least one politician and one media airhead is going to call for federal law enforcement to take over state and local police because they can't handle it. No, they were told not to handle it, and it's not the first freaking time. But we have to make a decision. Are we going to continue and play along and get angry over what they want us to get angry over, or do we get angry over what we should get angry over? An oppressive federal income tax and a gross distortion of our education system. And a gross encroachment on our health insurance industry. Which, by the way, I have shared for over 2 years now, there's a way out. Now, it may not be for everybody. I get it. Nothing is 100% for everyone. But a Christian MediShare, and just to name the one I use, Liberty HealthShare, is a wonderful alternative. Vote, ladies and gentlemen, with your dollars. Protest with your wallet. Not your fists. Not your signs. Not your militia groups. Not your Black Lives Matter groups, totally fabricated. Not your neo-Nazi groups. With your wallet. You want to take to the streets over something? Take to the streets your government ripping you off. Not only are they keeping you down with the oppressive taxation, folks, we're paying for all of this chaos. It's a vicious circle. It all comes back to priorities. It all comes back to the opposing forces' will. Where is our strength? Where is our will? Where are our priorities? We really need to have a sit down with ourselves. And we really need to look in the mirror and really evaluate what kind of a country we want, what kind of a country we want to leave to our children and grandchildren. Really take stock of it and then act accordingly. Now, I had more clips and I'll save them for tomorrow. Reflect on and look for verses about idol worship and revering pieces of stone and wood. And I know a lot of you may say, or I don't know, I will suppose, a lot of you will say, well, I'm not worshiping it, but it's important. Well, look, really reflect on it. Look at the verses. Look at how much importance and emphasis you're putting on these statues and what you're willing to do to defend them. And then seriously ask am I going over the line in the value that I hold these pieces of stone and concrete? And then ask yourselves, what is more important here? The visualization of these things, or bestowing the knowledge and what these things mean inside the hearts and minds of our children? I think, and everybody's answer will be different, but I think really reflecting on those things and seek out your pastors or your reverends or your whoever they are. And I'm sure their answers will be different, and reflect on that. And you may see that all sides have allowed themselves to get swept into the devil's game of chaos, of anarchy, and of lawlessness. My name is Michael B. This is the Truth Zone. See you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central Time.